AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Moderna says it is now asking for full approval for its coronavirus vaccine. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
More than 124 million doses of Moderna's vaccine have already been given in the U.S. under emergency use authorization. Now, the drug maker's following Pfizer in pursuing full approval for use in adults. Moderna says it has started submitting data from its large-scale vaccine studies. It's also planning to seek emergency use approval this month for use in teens. After reporting last week, the vaccine appears safe and effective in kids as young as 12. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Chinese government says a man in eastern China contracted what might be the world's first human case of the strain of bird flu, but the risk of large-scale spread is low. President Biden will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma later today. 100 years ago in Tulsa, hundreds of black people were killed by a white mob. A thriving black community was destroyed. The president will meet privately with survivors of the massacre. California Congresswoman Barbara Lee says more must be done.
We must move this country forward. Here in Tulsa, repair the damage. Reparations is required today.
Up to 300 black Tulsans were killed and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into internment camps overseen by the National Guard. Police in Houston say an off-duty deputy working security at a nightclub shot and killed an armed suspect after gunfire at the club left one other person dead. Pope Francis is changing Catholic Church law to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority and to say lay people who hold church office can be sanctioned for similar sex crimes. The Vatican also criminalized the grooming of minors or vulnerable adults by priests to compel them to engage in pornography. This is AP News. The plan is to go ahead with the delayed Tokyo Summer Games at the end of next month. Parts of Japan, including Tokyo, are still under coronavirus restrictions. British long-distance runner Sir Mo Farah says he will be there.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime. I was lucky enough to be able to get the experience from London 2012, Rio. So I've got that, but that athlete is always thinking, and I think sometimes in life, if we overthink it, make it harder.
Farah says other sports are getting back to normal operation. The Olympics can take that step too.
I'm definitely seeing it in a positive way. If we can see the Champions League final, so many people out there, and having football back again, it just shows we're getting there. Obviously, it's not going to show straight away, but we are taking forward steps.
Japan started vaccinating Tokyo Game-bound athletes today. Only 2-3% of the general population in Japan has been vaccinated. The International Olympic Committee has said being vaccinated is not required to be in the Olympics. Ed Donahue, AP News.